This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Dorinda Doyle to share about the kid with the ear-splitting scream and the dog who explains everything.
I've always been a writer. Even while I was teaching, I wrote curriculum. I worked for two state departments of education and wrote curriculum. My claim to fame was trying to make the lesson plans and the curriculum fun activities, not just boring lectures and so forth, but things that would engage the students. From being a curriculum writer, I know that people learn different ways. Some people are auditory, some people are visual, some people are hands-on, so forth. All of that had a bearing on the children's books that I wanted to write. I also know that I am a literal person. When somebody says something, I visualize it in my head and I take it very literally. I know that a lot of kids are like that. So I decided one day, and especially with grandkids, when they're starting to ask, well, what does that mean? Started writing this book. I love dogs. I do rescues and had to have a dog in the book, and it just evolved that the dog was going to be the smart one. Thus we got the kid with the ear splitting scream, and a little bit of rhyme in it, a lot of idioms or figurative speech that deal with body parts, whether it be a heartbreaking or a brain scattering or whatever. All of those are addressed in this book.
You can get your copy of The Kid with the Ear-Splitting Scream and The Dog Who Explains Everything by going to booksbydorinda.org. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.